Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 97 of Fit Friends Happy Hour. In this episode, Katie and I are talking about how to show up to Thanksgiving now that you're not obsessing over food. I mean, if you're like us, we, a couple years ago, were preaching that you needed to make sure you got your workout in and make sure you ate healthy. And how do you eat when you're at Thanksgiving? Blah, blah, blah. That's what we were preaching. But now we're here to just like help you to show up to Thanksgiving in a way that allows you to connect with other people and allows you to enjoy the food and to relax around the food and really get the most you can out of Thanksgiving. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Katie, we are talking about Thanksgiving today. I'm so excited. How do you feel about Thanksgiving in general?
Thanksgiving is kind of a weird holiday for my family because I'm one of six and we're all split up all over. So sometimes everybody's there, sometimes they're not, but it's still always, it's a chill holiday at my in my family, which I like. So overall, I like Thanksgiving.
So most of the time, are most siblings there, or is it like, who knows?
It's just different every year. Like Christmas is more of a guarantee that everybody will be there. Thanksgiving is kind of hit or miss.
Right. Yeah. And for me, my aunt has always hosted Thanksgiving, but a couple of years ago, they moved 45 minutes away onto a lake and it's beautiful, but like most people don't come anymore because it's too far away. So that stinks because it's like the same tradition, but way different. And so, and usually we're switching between Wisconsin and my family. And so it's just like, it just feels odd. I want it to be like, go back to normal.
And it's weird how holidays just like evolve as you get older and how they're different. Like for us without having kids, now there's kids again. And it's just, well, I'm sure with you now having the girls, like it's just a totally different dynamic.
Yeah, having the girls definitely makes like every holiday way more fun. So I do appreciate that. But of course, like Thanksgiving, it makes you think about food. And when you're in that diet mindset, you're like, okay, you know, if I work really hard, if I show up and just like try my darndest and willpower my way through it, I won't blow my calories. I won't blow my macros for the day. And like, thank goodness we are not there anymore. And if you're listening and you're still there, like absolutely no judgment. That's okay if that's what you're thinking. But we're really hoping to just slowly like pull that veil away so that you can show up to Thanksgiving thinking about like the people instead of thinking about the food. And but we also want you to enjoy the food. We don't want you to think like, I don't need any enjoyment from the food. Like, no, it's Thanksgiving. It's like 90% about the food, but maybe we could make it like 50% about the food, 50% about the company.
Right. And I am almost more like mortified to think that there was a time not too many years ago where I was having clients like send me pictures of their Thanksgiving plate because, okay, let's make sure, let's hold each other accountable. Let's take a picture. And looking back, it's like, oh my gosh, no pressure. Jeez.
Right. Right. And also like, I remember there being a lot of pressure over, like I felt pressure that like I had to eat a certain way in front of other people. So it's like, it wouldn't really matter what I wanted. I had to eat a certain way. And I know you feel a lot of that pressure being a dietitian. I mean, not that you give into it, but like a lot, you get comments like, oh, you eat pumpkin pie and you're a dietitian, blah, blah, blah. Probably not from your family because you're just Katie to them. But I felt kind of that pressure in my family and it was not them. It was me. But there's just a lot going on, I think, with food. There's so many things that could be kind of like you could be obsessing over.
With that being said, we're hoping that you're listening to this before you're heading to into the holiday. And we want to give you some takeaways and some strategies to really help you get in the right mindset when it comes to both food and your family so that you can really get the most out of the holiday, the most out of, you know, these gatherings and not just for Thanksgiving, but, you know, any social setting that you're with other people, I think these strategies will be helpful.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, even if you don't catch this before Thanksgiving, there's so many events like this during this holiday season that you can use these strategies for. And I do want to say, especially before we get to the family portion, that I think you and I, Katie, are both pretty lucky that our families are pretty like low drama. But I do want to say like families are hard. And so if these tips kind of like hit you hard, like you know, it's just, you imagine that it would be hard to follow these. Like, we totally understand that. And that hopefully you can take something away from this so that you are able to connect with your family in a different way this year.
So let's start with food. I think the biggest thing to start with is listen to your hunger cues, right? Both before and after the celebration. You know, maybe you have multiple meals to go to, or maybe you just have one, you know, party midday. Maybe you eat all day. Maybe you eat one big meal and then you skip the next meal. I mean, it's not really a big deal. So just pay attention and try to just listen. What is my body telling me? Am I hungry? Am I full?
I think this is like the most annoying part about Thanksgiving for me is that, you know, my family does like a noon, 1 p.m. thing. And so I'll eat like at 2, you eat this big meal. And then you're like at like 5, you're like full. And then 7, you're starving. And you're like, wait, do I eat dinner? Do I not eat dinner? It's like, it's just weird. And so I think you really have to like pull, if you've read the intuitive eating book, or you've heard us talk about it on the podcast, you really need to pull from those strategies and think like, I know I ate a lot today, but like if I'm hungry and it's 8, even if it's 8:30 at night and I'm hungry, like I'm going to have a little snack. Like then tomorrow, like I'll listen to my body cues again. So don't be afraid to skip a meal if that feels right, or to eat at more of an odd time than you normally do.
And what I tell my clients and patients is, remove the terms breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, just remove those labels, because just because it's a certain time doesn't mean you have to have a certain meal. Because if you're paying attention to your hunger cues, it really doesn't matter what time of day it is, right? You know, especially in the morning too. I'm guilty of giving this tip way back in the day of, you know, well, make sure you eat a breakfast. Or I remember skipping breakfast because trying to, quote, save calories for later in the day. And if you're hungry in the morning, eat. If you're not, then don't, you know, and maybe you do eat more later. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. And same goes with exercise. You know, we used to always say like, you make sure you start your day off with exercise because it's going to put you in the best mindset. It's going to relieve any stress that you're feeling. Those things are all still true. If you use exercise as your stress reliever and you have a habit and you're like excited to work out on Thanksgiving Day or even like the day after or whatever, go for it. But don't feel like you have to. Especially don't feel like you have to earn your meal. No. We're trying our best to break that connection between having to earn our food with exercise. That's not where we want to focus. That's not how we want to think of things. So exercise because you want to that day. And if you want to sleep in because it's the only chance that you're going to get to sleep in, and that's kind of, you know, because it's a day off, then sleep in and don't worry about it. Like, fit exercise in however it feels natural, and it's going to bring you joy.
I literally took a group fitness class this morning, and the instructor, you know, was telling us, go, 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 you know, go faster, go harder. Come on, it's Thanksgiving week. And I was just like irked because we know we're going to hear that and see those messages all week long. So I challenge you, you know, when you see those things, like challenge that voice in your head that's going to say, oh, like, what am I going to do for my workout? What's going to burn the most calories? Especially if you're still going through this process, it's hard. It's hard to break that this meal burns this many calories. Like it's hard to get out of the mindset, but just be aware when you see those social media accounts or all those things that you hear outside, just be aware and see if you can question them.
Exactly. I was going to say that. Just see if you can start questioning them. And even if you don't do anything with that yet, just see if you can start to just observe it kind of from like an outsider's perspective. So we used to be like in the middle of diet culture. Now try to like just take a step out and look at it for what it is and start to try to analyze it. So let's go into some tips on how can we approach Thanksgiving meal now that we are intuitive eaters. So the first tip that we have for you guys is, go slowly through the line. Think about why or why not you usually choose the foods that you do. So, you know, maybe you've always chosen these foods that you knew were like lower in calories or lower in fat, blah, 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 because like those were going to be the best options for you when you're dieting. well, think about it. Like, do you always skip mashed potatoes, but like you really wish that you could have them? Put a little bit of everything on your plate and really sit there and eat those foods and see, like, do you actually really enjoy those? Or maybe you haven't had them in years and you thought you liked them, but you really don't. Like, who knows? Just kind of look at the food with fresh eyes.
I think of this tip that always comes around holidays. It's like, only eat foods that are worth it at that time. Like, don't eat cheese and crackers because you can have those anytime. And it's like, well, if you enjoy the cheese and crackers, eat the cheese and crackers, you know? So again, bring awareness and question some of those thoughts when you find yourself picking certain foods, not judgmental, but just awareness.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Let's say you're paying attention to those hunger cues. You realize you've eaten your meal and you're still kind of hungry, or you just from a satiated, is that the word? Satiation? Is that even a word? I don't know. From satiety, from how you feel, are you satisfied? You know, if you're not satisfied and you really do want seconds of a certain food, then go for it. You know, don't feel judgment for going back for seconds. Or maybe you realize, actually, I'm full and I'm satisfied. Like, I feel really good where I'm at right now. Then maybe you don't go back for seconds. You have the option and you have the control to make that decision of what feels best for you in that moment.
Yeah. Katie, I want to know for you, does your family like leave food out so that you can eat it all day? Or like, is it kind of like you sit down for a meal and you kind of got to get everything you want and then it's like put away?
Oh, our food stays out. Like, there's appetizers and then we do usually do sit down for the meal, but then of course there's desserts and there's definitely always kind of snacky foods all the whole time.
Yeah. And you bring up another good point that you might like want seconds on the food, but then there's also dessert, and Thanksgiving is huge on desserts too. So for me, it's like, I'd probably rather like eat less of the food and like, so that I can make sure I can have like a couple different desserts because I'm a dessert person. And like, I love trying different like homemade desserts that people bring, because that's kind of the style of my Thanksgiving at least. So I would definitely like pass up another helping of like mashed potatoes if I know there's going to be like pumpkin cheesecake.
And I think the important thing to recognize is you're not passing it up because you're, quote, saving calories. You're passing up because you know if you overeat on certain foods, then you're not going to be able to fully enjoy and experience those desserts because you may be to that point where you're uncomfortable.
Right. That's such a good point. Yeah. You're not trying to like portion out your calories. You're portioning out like the room in your stomach because you don't want to be super full because that's uncomfortable. And also, you know, we're going to get into like being able to connect with your family. But if you're just like thinking all about what you're going to eat and what you're not going to eat, and then you like stuff yourself silly and then you just sit back and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to take a nap now. Are you really making the most of like being with your family? You know, are you just kind of like showing up someplace, eating and leaving?
I'll challenge that though. On the flip side, let's say you do stuff yourself to where you're uncomfortably full. Like, that's okay too. It's okay to eat and, you know, to eat something. And like, let's say you're intuitive about it. You know how certain foods make you feel, but you still enjoy it, right? I think of somebody who has like a gluten sensitivity or something and they love these rolls, but they know that they're not going to feel so well later. Like, that's okay. That's still being an intuitive eater. Does that make sense? Like, you can eat.
Yeah, it's your choice.
Full. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's your choice. I mean, that's like someone who's lactose intolerant taking like a lactose pill and then having macaroni and cheese. Like, the lactose pill will probably make them feel better, but they're not going to feel great. But like, they just want to have macaroni and cheese right now. Like, that's their choice. So right. Great point.
Regardless of what you decide, and again, this isn't something you make a decision about. You just kind of have to just go through it and feel it. But if you're kind of at that point where you're working through this whole intuitive thing, then maybe all you practice this week or through the holiday season is just take a minute mid-meal, whatever meal it is, whenever it is, to just ask yourself, okay, how am I feeling? Am I hungry? Am I full? What's good about this meal? What smells good about it? What do I enjoy about this meal? And just check in to bring some mindfulness to that eating session.
Yeah. And we've talked a lot about, you know, taking food home and being able, having the mentality that like you can eat Thanksgiving food year round if you want. So like there's no need, and this is way easier said than done, but there's no need to feel that like binge feeling, because you can have macaroni and cheese, you can have mashed potatoes, you can have creamy casserole, like whenever you want. So maybe you decide this year that like you're going to ask the host like, hey, do you mind if I like bring a little Tupperware of this home, so that you can enjoy everything that you want, but you don't feel like you have to like eat all your aunt's mashed potatoes in one sitting, because like you're not going to be able to have them at a later point.
That's huge. I love that. Love that idea. Or maybe ask for the recipe, you know,
yes.
Hey, that looks so good. Or I really enjoyed that. Do you have the recipe so I could make it on my own? That's another way too of politely declining. Like let's say you have a family where they're really pushy about things and they're like food pushers, and maybe you are honoring that space to where, you know, I feel good, I don't really want any more. But someone or your grandma or someone saying like, you're not eating enough, you need to eat more, or say, you know, I feel really, or I'm full, but could I have the recipe so I could try it later? That way you're not offending anybody and you can still enjoy it later.
For sure. All right, so let's switch over to, instead of food, let's talk about family and friends and connecting with these people, because really to us, like that is like the end all be all, is let's just take a step away from like the food in general and let's talk about how we can show up and connect with people, because I mean, life is about relationships, right? So have you ever like showed up somewhere and you're like completely in your own head, you're like thinking about your own stuff, your own stresses, you know, what your mom said to you this morning, what your boy, whatever, like you're in your own head, and you leave that event and think like, wow, I did not really like talk to anyone. I didn't like learn anything new about anyone. I just like talked and left. I mean, I have felt that way, and it's like, it sucks for me. I don't like that.
For sure. Even for me being an introvert, I'm learning more that just because I feel like I'm an introvert doesn't mean I can't be outgoing and learn about people and make connections, right? Like I think I always use that as like my excuse, like, oh, well, I'm an introvert. Oh, but that's just kind of rude.
And I think that's a good point though, is you should assume that everyone feels that sort of uncomfortableness being around a group of people. There are extroverts that don't feel uncomfortable at all and they feel in their element, but a lot of us have some sort of like uncomfortableness, anxiety about being in a large group. And what if someone asks me about my job that I don't have anymore? Or what about if someone asks me about this? Or what if people think that I look this way? Or like, we all have those anxieties. So approach the day with that in mind. Like if you're really excited to go and like talk to your aunt, or maybe you have a family member that like you don't really connect with and you want to like know more about them, assume that like maybe the reason that you haven't connected with them in the past is that like they're like not very comfortable being there either. And so like get outside of your head in that way and know that like everyone is kind of in the same boat.
I love that tip about being shy is kind of selfish. Like telling yourself that you're shy, I forget,
it's like an
how
excuse.
Does it go?
Yeah, telling yourself or saying, labeling yourself as shy is really just like an excuse to not be better, I guess, is the best way to put it. Yeah, and we got this from Shalane Johnson. So she talks about like how being shy is really like not an excuse. Like if we're all just uncomfortable being around each other, then like what is the point of this all? Like what's the point of getting together for Thanksgiving if like you're so shy that you can't connect with someone? Like you can do it in your own way. And we're going to go over tips on how you can like prepare so you can feel a little more comfortable doing it. But yeah, it's like being shy is just like being selfish enough that you're like, I'm uncomfortable, so I'm not going to talk to anybody.
So start off with developing that mindset of, you know, you're going into the day trying to learn something new, maybe trying to understand somebody in your family, and ask questions and be curious rather than just talking about yourself, because I think that's almost a defense mechanism, or, you know, that's our comfort zone of, well, I can talk about myself all day. And sometimes it's hard to ask questions because it's easier. We know about ourselves. We know ourselves like the back of our hand. So it's easy to go on and on about what's going on in our own lives.
Yeah. And someone might be really good at getting information out of you. This is what irks me about myself, is that like someone will like ask me these great questions about myself. And like, I'll think that we just had like the best conversation. And then I'll walk away and think, I didn't ask like a single question about them because they were so good at asking me about myself, about me. And so that I'm like, oh, Lauren, you need to be better at like conversing. Conversing is when you go back and forth, not when someone's just like, hey, how are you? Oh, follow-up question. And you're just like telling them everything there is to know about you. So yeah, try to flip the switch and think like, how can I be better at asking questions? And I think this all really starts with like this first tip we have is like decide beforehand, like a few people that you want to like connect with. And I think it's kind of weird to think about it this way. Like I'm going to pre-decide who I'm going to talk to at Thanksgiving. Okay. Yeah. That's kind of weird. But like, if you have someone in your family or like in your friend group or whatever that like you want to like, you wish that you talk to them more or whatever, it's like having your mind that like, okay, I really want to talk to them and I'm going to make an effort to like get to know them in better in some way on Thanksgiving.
It is weird, but if you think about it, it makes sense. And it's good to, you know, we're planners. We like to plan ahead. And if we plan ahead with all these other things in our lives, why don't we plan ahead and make a conscious effort is really all it is when it comes to these relationships. So tip number two is try to put yourself in that person's shoes. So, you know, what is it that's going on in their life? You know, what are maybe things that are stressing them out right now? And think of questions that you can ask them that go a little bit deeper rather than just saying, so how are you? How's everything? Go deeper than the surface questions, because the small talk, while it's good, we don't get that connection from those surface level questions.
Yeah, when someone asks me like, oh, so how is everything? I just like freeze because I'm like, well, what do they want to know? I don't really know how to respond because like we all have so much going on that we're just like, things are good. But if you ask someone like, oh, Katie, you know, you've been at your job for like a couple of years now, right? So like, how's it going? Like, do you like it? Or, you know, are you thinking you're going to stay there for much longer? Boom. Like, you don't even have to know that much about the person to know like if they relatively how long they've been at their job or something. So you ask them that question and then they tell you, oh no, actually, I think I'm going to switch my career. You're like, oh, I actually like learned something, you know, and then you follow up with questions on that. And like, yeah, I think it just like a little bit of pre-planning. Once you decide on who these people are that you want to talk to, then putting yourself in their shoes. And you know, this is another tip that we got from Shalene Johnson way back, where she would say like write out a list of like 100 questions that you could ask someone. And you don't necessarily need to go to that level, but you can definitely take a second to think like, what is going on in their life? Like, what can I ask about so that they know that I really like care and that I'm not just like, well, now that I'm standing next to you, hi.
And ask open-ended questions. Don't just say, do you like it? You know, what do you like about your new job? Oh, what? That sounds tough. What challenges do you face? That sounds really weird. Don't ask somebody that. What challenges do you face? That sounds like an interview question.
But, yeah.
But ask questions that do go a little bit deeper and follow up on, you know, let's say you ask them a question, they respond. We'll follow up to ask more about it. You know, and it for the that person who's being asked questions, I mean, when people ask us questions, we think they're interested and we connect, we like them because, oh, you're interested in me and that makes me feel good.
Yeah, people like talking about themselves. It's not just, and everyone likes talking about themselves. And so if you give the person the chance to talk about themselves, like they will then feel happy because they're excited to share whatever it is that's going on in their life. But like you said, with like, don't ask them like, what was the high and low of your week? Like, don't ask them like some weird scripted question. That goes into like our third point of like, don't beat yourself up. If like you have like an awkward moment, like someone tells you something and you're just like, oh, that's cool. And you like walk away. Like most of us have some sort of like awkward social tendency or whatever. It's no big deal. Or like maybe you go into Thanksgiving with the best intentions of like, you know what, I'm really going to talk to people this year. I'm not going to like sit on the couch and watch golf all day. And then like you show up to Thanksgiving and you just like totally just go back to like what you always do. Big deal. it's fine. Like the effort is good enough. We're just like trying to like work on being more well-rounded people. And so if you totally don't implement any of these tips like on accident, then you did your best.
And just remember, we all have stuff. Like all our families have stuff, and do your best to make the most out of it. If you do have, you know, family drama, or, you know, you're not as close with those, and use it as an opportunity to learn something new. I think that's the best we can do, is just try to learn something new and gain a positive experience from the day.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we all know what it's going to be like to go to our family events. Like we all have different, like you said, family dynamics and crazy stuff that we can expect and not expect. And I think we can just think about what Thanksgiving is usually like and how we can make the best of the situation and how we can positively impact someone while we're at Thanksgiving. Like, even if it's like you are dreading it and you're going to a house that you do not want to go to, like there's nothing that we can do about it. Like what silver lining is there? Like, focus on that. And because if you can't, like if you don't have any control over not going, then like you got to do something with it. So try to just find that silver lining of how you can positively impact someone that day.
Well, I think it's only fitting that we end this episode with asking our question. Lauren, what are you most grateful for? Let's say what, this week?
Yeah. I'm grateful for my parents and my in-laws who have both babysat the girls 2 weekends in a row. And so that David and I could have like some awesomely fun times with our friends this month already. And I'm just so grateful that like I can relax and let them take over and have a blast. And I don't have to worry about like this or that, or like, so I'm just so grateful that they are like excited to babysit. And Dave and I are already planning like some trips for next year. And I'm just like so grateful that I have people in my life that I can 100% trust.
That's a good feeling. I'm glad that you guys were able to get away, because you definitely, definitely deserve it. Definitely need it.
Yeah. What about you?
I am grateful for being in the Midwest. And if you would have asked me a couple of years ago, I would have never said this. I would have been bitter that I'm in the Midwest because I hate the cold and blah, blah, blah. That's not how my plans were. But the reality is I'm realizing now how important family and close friends are. And if I live somewhere else further away, I'd be missing out on a lot. So I'm grateful that I can drive to spend time with my family or Joey's family, or, you know, come back here to where places where my friends from out of town, when they come back, like I'll be able to see them. So I'm grateful for being close to the people I love.
I feel you so much there. I never thought I would be in Indiana, and it's just family so important that I totally feel you there.
Yeah. Grateful for not having to fly right now.
Yes. I love flying, but having to fly, no, thank you.
Love flying, but I had someone in my training yesterday from Texas. Mind you, this was in Ohio. They came from Texas and their flight got delayed, and basically they were traveling for like 15 hours Friday.
Wow. Girlfriend wanted to get trained.
It was actually a boyfriend.
Oh, sorry. Boyfriend wanted to get trained.
He was awesome. And I'm so glad he came.
That's awesome. All right. Well, from our little Fit Friends Happy Hour family to yours, we thank you so much for listening to this episode and every episode. And don't forget that we have a giveaway going on. We have a giveaway going on until December 9th. Is the last day that you can enter the giveaway. The prize is a Sparkle Hustle Grow subscription box. It's awesome. Beautiful paper goods, beautiful pink pens, maybe, that Katie's obsessed with. Journals, like just all that fun stuff that's like you could set goals with, make all your plans with. Like, this box is amazing. That's the prize. But what to do to enter is you get one entry for writing us a review on iTunes. And then another entry if you join our brand spanking new Facebook group. So join the fun. Find our Facebook group on Facebook. Fit Friends Tribe is the name.
It's super fun. All the cool kids are on it. You need to join.
For sure. Okay, well, enjoy Thanksgiving in whatever way that you can. Let us know like how you use these tips. Let us know how Thanksgiving goes. And if you are outside of that diet mentality, like tell us like how different it is this year, because you're not dieting and that's like freaking awesome. Freedom.
Freedom.
Woo. Yeah. Yeah. We will talk to you guys next week. Thanks so much for listening again. Bye.
Bye.